Hello, Christian Lee.
Hello, Jack and Amy.
We are so excited that you're here.
I'm very excited to be here as well. What's been going on?
Well, we actually are going to save what's been going on for the real episode.
That's totally fine.
We're going to put you through a little game called She's Perfect But.
Okay.
And pretty much we're going to offer you a bachelorette. And let's pretend you're single for just giving your moment. And she's perfect, but she's funny, she's nice, she's sweet, she's cute, but she has this one fatal flaw. And you have to decide if she's worth dating or not.
Okay.
So she's perfect, but she wrote a song about her ex a month ago.
And then I just say, like, what's wrong with that?
Well, no, you say, like, okay, can I live with that? Like, is that something that I can?
Yeah, that's fine. I do the same thing. Oh. So that's, like, I can't really get mad at that. You know what I mean? So that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Dang. Wow.
Not an issue at all.
No.
He said, I'd prefer that, actually.
Yeah. It's better. Because then I know. Because then I would know, you know what I mean?
All the information.
Exactly, yeah.
You're so right.
Okay.
Genius.
She's perfect.
What if it's like a love song, though?
About her ex?
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
If you write music, it's like, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chill, man.
I'll take an artistic approach.
Okay. So she's perfect, but she hates listening to music. All of it.
Okay. Then, yeah. I don't know. I'm not like picky picky eaters, and then like also like no music, like that's just not, I wouldn't do it.
Okay,
so you are a foodie.
No, I'm not a foodie. I just wouldn't deny there's like, you know, picky, like, I don't know, if all you eat is like french fries, then it's like, come on.
So you and Jack wouldn't work out.
Oh, you only eat french fries and like cheese pizza and chicken tenders?
I eat a variety of potatoes, all right?
Okay.
It's just pasta. Okay, she's perfect, but every time you write a song about her, she thinks it's about someone else.
Oh.
Shame.
No, because that doesn't matter, right? That shouldn't matter. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, it shouldn't matter.
Aggressive. So it's like, it's so interesting.
It shouldn't, like, just because it's, I don't know, it's just a song.
Oh my God.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
You seem healthy.
I'm very healthy. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend have, like, the best relationship. It's awesome. She's so cool.
Okay, cool brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. okie dokie, wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
And then finally, we'll get into that later, but finally for the pre-show, she's perfect, but your mom does not like her.
Oh, I don't care. I don't guess that really doesn't really matter.
Wait, what? What about your tattoo?
I mean, I don't know. My mom's not the kind of person not to look. I mean, maybe if she doesn't like someone, then it's probably for good. So maybe not. Maybe that's, she's never really had a qualm with anyone I've been with. Like, okay. Unless they've been like bad to me, so maybe not.
So you trust your mom?
But if it would, if like she's perfect, and it's just like a whole, it's just like a, it's more of like a prejudice.
Your mom's
thing.
Just jealous of her or something.
Yeah, my mom's super into me.
Not like that. Oh my God. Oh my word. Okay.
Okay. With that, let's get into the show.
Okay.
Amy.
Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm also gay. I was going to tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Jack.
How are ya?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. I have the sniffles. I got snot in my nose.
Oh, God.
Stay away from me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We won't say what we're thinking.
I am quarantining right now.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit.
I don't have COVID. I'm fine. I don't know. I think.
So
there was
what's up with the quarantine?
There was a wedding that I had to go to because I was the best man, and there was no, I had to do it. So then I went. I was very safe the entire time. There were like a lot. There were like 45, 50 people there. It was a lot of people.
Whoa.
It was a bad idea. I stayed outside most of the time, but I'm inside right now, home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. I haven't seen 45, 50 people since February.
It was really, really weird. It was like, it was overwhelming almost because there's a bunch of people I didn't know as well. So it was like strangers in the night.
Wow.
Were you like too nervous to have a good time?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was a lot of washing my hands like every 30 minutes and then like stepping outside when I wasn't needed.
Wow.
So totally. I did the best I could. It was really scary, to be honest. Not like really, I wasn't like scared, but I was just like, because it's just the amount of people that I web off into, you know, the amount of people that like are inside of my bubble. Just
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Really,
I mean,
bad.
50 people. What is 50 people really? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But glad you're okay. Are you feeling well?
I'm feeling like $1,000,000.
Okay.
Like $1,000,000 in $1 bills.
Okay.
It's like
a
lot of money. Like a lot of money.
Wads. Yeah. That's good.
Well, very cool. Well, happy to hear it. By the way, if you are listening and you don't know who this is, I assume you do, but this is Christian Leave, musician extraordinaire, soft boy, question mark?
No, I don't know if I would have put
so
that
soft.
In there.
Cool boy.
Cool boy. I would put that in the foodie.
Foodie, cute
foodie.
But psycho.
Yes. That's a good
What one. Is so psycho about you, Christian?
There's not. I just had the t-shirt. It just didn't, there's not really much anything.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Before we get into the real dirt of today's episode, rate, review, subscribe, rate 5 stars, leave a review. Patreon, we have new newsletters and live streams and an extra episode every month. So you're missing out if you don't go over to do that.
True.
So.
Facts.
Drew Phillips, your pal.
Drew Phillips. DTC
told
Phillips.
Told me a few things about you. So I figured it would be good to start off. These are things that I didn't feel like would seamlessly go throughout the episode, but I thought would give people a good background on you at the very beginning.
Okay.
So, true or false, you dropped his McChicken and Josh's cantaloupe on the floor and it pissed him
oh,
off.
Oh no, it made them so mad. It was like a really not cool thing that I did. It was like bad and they were mad for a bit.
You just dropped it by accident?
No, it was on accident, but it was also like I was like looking for something. I was looking to do something, you know?
So you threw his McChicken.
Okay. I didn't throw anything. So what happened was we had figured out that you can cast your phone to the TV, right? You can like mirror your phone.
Like AirPlay.
Yeah, like AirPlay, but like the screen mirroring. So it's not just like you're like playing a video. It's like what you're doing on your phone is on the TV, right?
Totally.
And so we had the camera on there and I was like going around the house. So that it was like POV me.
Like live.
Like it was a live stream, but they were there and they were watching it on the TV. And so I went into the fridge because it was just the first, it's living room and then kitchen. And then so the first thing you see is the fridge. You know, I'm not going to open any cabinets or grab a fork or something. So I go over the fridge and I open the fridge. And then I went to grab like a drink and it was like way in the back. And so I went to grab it. And then when I grabbed it, I pulled it out and it knocked like the shelf over, like everything came out. And then cantaloupe fell on the ground and then the McChicken like fell out of its wrapper and like fell on the ground. And then I picked it up with my hands and then I put it on the table and they were I thought it was a joke. I thought they were going to be okay with it. They were actually really mad for like a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. My follow-up question is, who is refrigerating a McChicken?
Yeah, why would you refrigerate bread?
You know what's even more insane? They don't have a microwave.
What?
They don't.
So he's going to eat cold
McChicken. Yeah. Isn't that disgusting?
You saved him. Yeah, I think you saved him from that experience for sure.
Everybody, do both of you have a microwave?
Yeah, I've got a microwave. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then why don't they have one?
But okay, I agree that that is strange. But then also I'm going to hit you back with the, why did you try and wash them off with water after that?
The cantaloupe, not the McChicken. I didn't wash the McChicken off with water. Oh. I wouldn't have done that. Okay. The cantaloupe I did. The cantaloupe, because I was just like, it's just fuzz. Like, you just got fuzz on your fruit. You just wash it off.
Right. Okay.
You're going to wash it anyways.
Oh, it was like an open cantaloupe.
It was like a slice, like a Trader Joe's type of cantaloupe.
Okay.
And so just a little wash of water, put it back in the fridge. And they didn't eat it. They threw it away. So who's the bad guy?
So you're the villain. You're the villain of that.
Am I the villain, though? I feel like the savior in that story, right? Like, he did. Okay. Never mind.
50-50. Half-half.
That's fine.
Well.
Okay. You had a terrible Halloween costume?
No, I didn't. I mean, I did.
No?
That's just a mean thing he said. That's not even.
Oh.
It was. My girlfriend was Porco Rosso, which is like a Studio Ghibli movie. And so I was No Face from Spirited Away.
Yeah, that's great.
But it was, I mean, it was just really, really poorly done. Like, the makeup that I had gotten was oil. It was just all oil. And so it didn't really, there was no, like, it didn't, like, pigment my, because I painted my face white. And so it just looked like I had, like, taken Vaseline and then put flour on top of the Vaseline. That's cool. What it looked like. But it wasn't bad. I wouldn't say, that's just kind of,
it says terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So. This, by the way, we are not your enemy.
No.
Sounds like you are. There's nobody else here, and they didn't say that to me. So,
well, I'm just reading from the notes.
Yeah, it was my mistake for trusting Drew. But then I think what it all comes down to is the final one, that you bought Drew's car and trashed it. And I
That is true. That
it's
is true.
Disgusting. Needed to get that off of my chest.
Yeah, that's true. I like, when I go places, am always in a, first of all, I bought his car. Yeah, because his parents drove it out here, and then he didn't want it, and I needed a car. So I was like, take it off your hands.
Yeah, sweet deal.
And then when I go places, I am always in a rush because I'm always late everywhere that I go. I always wait like until 10 minutes before, and then I'm like, oh God, I have to go right now. And then so, perpetually over time, it's just filled up with trash. Like, I'll just like drink something, floorboard. Mm-hmm. Don't want to wear this coat anymore. Back of the seat.
Absolutely.
McChicken.
McChicken. On the floorboard as well. What is this?
The glove box.
The glove box full of. Actually, no, it's clean.
Full of cantaloupe.
I was going to make a joke. Full of cantaloupe. Full of water. Every time I open it up, it's just wet.
Wow. Yeah. Well, but it's yours. So, like, why is he mad? Stay mad.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I money out of my pocket into his pocket. Or, yeah, into his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy needs to fucking mind his own business.
That's what I'm saying.
This guy.
So. Never heard of him. Okay. So what we usually do, we do like a little weekly catch up as well. So you ponder what's been new with you this week.
Oh, I did.
And I will begin.
Okay. You
did?
You know, you go first. Go.
Oh, yeah. You have. Okay. You have a whole lot to say. Yeah. Okay. That's good, because I actually don't have that much to say.
Okay, cool.
I just recently started to have a little crush on Jack's roommate, Julia.
Ooh.
So shout out to you, girl.
Yeah, she's right there. Do you want to make an appearance, Julia? Amy has a crush on you.
Yeah.
Julia doesn't want to. I don't think she wants to come on camera. She's shy.
Oh, she doesn't want to see me?
Yeah. She's not into you.
Mutual.
She's just not that into you. Yeah.
I will continue to simp on my own time.
Cool.
Is it good?
Is it good?
Are you having a good time doing it, at least?
Yeah, it's so new that it's like super exciting.
Did you just meet Julia?
No, I've known Julia for years now, but she just started doing, what does she do? She does like natural dye. She's like, Yeah, naturally dying shots with like fermented fruits. And I thought that was the hottest thing ever.
I see.
Now I'm completely simping. Also, she said, we were talking about on our Patreon live stream, we were talking about like, where do you see yourself when you're 70? And she said, like, on a farm, multiple girlfriends. And I was like, I can be one of those girlfriends.
A farm would be nice. A farm would be a great place to start. Yeah.
To start.
Yeah, with Julia fucking fermenting veggies and fruits. I love that.
Okay. So. Happy Julia, for you. Yeah, happy for you.
And Jack said that we're not compatible. So.
No. Mm. Yeah. No. Okay. And I
that's
stand
a bummer.
So you don't want me to be happy is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Jesus Christ, Jack.
What's that about?
Okay, now you guys are turning on me. It was us versus Christian earlier. Now it's you guys against me.
Yeah.
I will not
C-A-V-J.
Be well, suck it, Amy. Anyway.
Thank you.
That was my big comeback.
You really got me there.
I personally have no catch up because we filmed 4 episodes 4 days in a row, so nothing has happened since then. So I'm gonna throw it over to you, Chris.
No. Just recap. Just something. Just one thing.
Okay.
How have been the episodes? Have you been having a good time this week?
Definitely. over to you, Christian.
All right. All right. How far back? We just going a week?
Well,
doing a week.
Sure.
Get whatever.
Yeah, no, go,
get
just do a week.
Start at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. A week ago, okay. I wake up. It's what's today?
Thursday.
It's Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. I am in a car. And I'm driving.
You wake up in the car.
I wake up and I'm immediately in my car. I didn't even have time to get out of bed.
And it's disgusting.
No. There's a mattress in there. So I'm sleeping in the back. No one's at the wheel. I'm going down the 405. And
this
I mean
a nightmare.
Fast. No, I'm driving to Joshua Tree. I get to Joshua Tree. Things happen. I sleep in an Airbnb. I wake up the next morning. I film a music video all day long. Then
I
have to go home. I have to like fly to Texas the next day. So then, but I'm super tired. We've been filming since like 8. It's like 12 at this point. I'm not driving 3 hours home. You guys know me. So then we pull up to this other Airbnb There's 3 driveways. 2 of them are absolutely just sand pits. Like they're just quick sand pits. And then there's a third one. And it's covered in gravel, right? I didn't book this Airbnb. I didn't know that we would be staying in a place like this. So I just pull up into the first driveway and it's a sand pit. Car gets stuck immediately.
No.
I'm the first one there. This house also is the only like sign of existence in 13 miles of anything. So then I'm alone in the middle of the desert with my headlights on. It's 12 o'clock. Did I already mention that? And I'm stuck in this sand pit. I call my friends. They're like, bro, we're like 20 minutes away. We can't. We're not going to be there for a second. Long story short, they get their car stuck in the second sand pit.
Oh, my
and
God.
No.
We got theirs out.
Okay. Why didn't they learn?
Because it just looked like there shouldn't be a sand pit as a driveway. You shouldn't have quicksand as your driveway, as cartoons taught you nothing.
Sense.
And so then I called the tow truck in the morning and then I drove back to LA, packed, got on a plane, did a wedding, and then came right back here.
Wow.
That's my week.
Your life
I
is
need to hear
a lot
about a wedding in Texas.
What do you want to know?
Give us more. I don't know. Were people wearing masks? Why did the bride and groom push it back?
I don't know.
Okay. Totally.
There were people wearing masks. I did have 2 or 3 people come up to me and say, why do you have a mask on?
Wow.
And I was like, well, Texas. Yeah. And this is Oklahoma. So we did. So the wedding was in Oklahoma. My family lives in Texas. So Oklahoma is a little different. Like Texas, they take it most parts. They're taking it pretty seriously. Like where my parents live, just because they've had like 20 cases or something. That's the other thing. is that these places are so like rural that they're just, there's like 10,000, 20,000 people in these towns, right? Sure. And so their cases have been so significant. It's just not a pressing issue to them, right? And so we, so Oklahoma, but yeah, I had two or three guys come up to me and be like, you got a mask on. I'm like, just because.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I had someone laugh at me.
Whoa.
It was awesome.
Whoa. And you're the best man. Like, get some respect.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, R-A-S-P-C-C.
Wow. Okay, spelling bee.
This is me.
Yeah.
And then I also important is your upcoming single.
I have one coming out. I do.
So, actually, by the time this comes out, it's out.
It'll be out.
Oh, it's out? Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. Hopefully.
It's called...
Definitely.
Bedache.
Bedache. It's a little play on words. You ever had a headache?
Nope. I've never had one. Like, no.
You ever heard of that?
Never I hear that bed. Pretty bad.
It's... No. Well, imagine you have... It's pain up here, uh-huh. Right? And then imagine you're in bed all day. And then but it's up here still.
Oh.
Is it
write that down.
COVID anthem?
Say it again.
COVID anthem?
Is it an anthem? I don't know. whatever you want to call it. It's a song, Amy.
Yeah, don't.
I said COVID anthem.
Oh, is it a COVID anthem? Oh, I just heard it isn't an anthem.
it's an anthem,
sure. No, it's, I mean, I, honestly, I wrote it right before I was just like, okay, I was like finding like a sound, right? I was like, I had in my mind decided, I was like, oh, I want to make like an EP. I want to make like a project. So by the end of the year, I'll have something to come out. And so at the beginning of the year, right before everything really got bad, I was like just writing stupid things. I was just like, oh, like what can I make that sounds like this sound? And so then I wrote, that was like the first song that I wrote. And then COVID hit, and then it was apropos. It was a good. There's a word.
French, very French.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's the bigger project? Is that intel that's gonna?
Talk about it. It's an EP. It's an alternative.
When's that coming out?
It's February. Sometime in February, I believe.
Very cool.
Cool.
Very
the name.
Heavy hitting hurts my head. It's a lot of head stuff.
Okay,
in this project.
I mean, that's relatable. We all have one, you know?
Everyone has one.
Wow, so true, Jack.
Well, excited for that to come out.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Okay, let's take a little break to thank our sponsors.
Thank you so much, Dipsy, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. The holiday season can bring feelings of stress, anxiety, and even loneliness this year more than ever. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, pleasure is often the first thing that gets overlooked, even though it's exactly what might help you the most. Make your sexual wellness a priority with Dipsy and start feeling like yourself again.
Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there and there's something for everyone, whoever or whatever you're into.
Mm-hmm.
They add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. Find stories about a spontaneous hookup with a hot stranger. Miss that. Getting closer to your sexy yoga instructor that you can't stop thinking about. Or even stories about trying that new toy together or getting tied up. Drama. There are wellness sessions also to help you unlock new confidence and heighten intimacy with your partner. So they add new stories every single week, so you'll never get bored. Spice things up today with Dipsy.
And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy, that's D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/straight. Again, that's dipsystories.com/straight.
Thanks,
thank you.
Dipsy.
And
this episode is also sponsored by our fave, BetterHelp.
Gotta love
it. We need it. You need it. We need it. Is there something interfering with your happiness and stopping you from achieving your goals?
Yes.
I think so. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which is very important. Obviously, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available to you in whatever area you're in. So if you're in the Midwest, but you're gay, you can get someone gay to listen to your gay problems. And the service is available for clients worldwide, which
yeah.
is awesome.
And you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, as with traditional therapy. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great matches, so they make it easy and free to switch counselors if needed. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/dating. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with an experienced professional. And so many people are using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in 50 states. So there's someone for you. Special offer for Dating Straight listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/dating.
Thanks, BetterHelp.
Sorry, I keep like
wow,
sniffling.
You have,
yeah,
you have it.
I don't. I just have.
Okay, okay.
I have really bad allergies.
Right.
Oh.
So, I also have asthma.
Lycra.
If I get it, I will die.
That's not true.
It's not true, but I would be heavily affected by it, though.
Have you gotten tested?
Since I've been home, no. It's too early. I have to wait until I'm quarantining until the day after tomorrow.
9 days.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go get tested, yeah. My girlfriend might also.
Wish you luck.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Damn. Are you guys quarantined together?
No, she got it on a separate occasion. I mean, she doesn't have it yet. But someone in her bubble, someone in, the people that she's been seeing, tested positive a few days ago.
Shoot.
So, we're waiting. She's in my this is my second room. And she's stuck in there. And I've been giving her a little. We have a platform outside of the, because there's two front doors. There's one that goes to that room and then one goes to the main area. So we have a little platform and I give her food and toilet paper. It's awesome.
Good man. Good man.
I'm the best. I'm the best boyfriend there is. Find me a better boyfriend. You won't.
I can't. I
don't
couldn't.
Know any boys. So.
Cool. Okay. So. We wanna get to the girlfriend eventually, but first we wanna. Uh oh. Well, uh oh. Don't cough.
No.
Put a mask on right now.
No, you're talking to me.
Okay. We want to start at your humble roots.
Okay.
We could call them, firstly Vine. I mean, I feel like
Vine,
that's how I first heard of you.
Yeah.
We now, watched a couple of them this morning.
Oh, did you?
Just a couple.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you think now?
I
you
think
look the same, honestly.
Come on. I look same face. I do look.
Yeah.
I feel like I look better.
Obviously, your hair. And
the hair is big, different. And the face is.
Well, the face was the same.
It's just,
to me.
Am I not? I don't have as much baby.
Yeah, you don't have you don't look like a yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
You look
absolutely.
like a youthful boy. That's a great compliment.
What? Useful in what way?
Well,
no,
just,
youthful.
Just
I thought you said useful.
What did you think I said?
I said a useful boy, and I was like,
useful
for what? Who am I helping? Vine. It was awesome, and I had an awesome time doing it. But now I'm just now I'm 20, and it's weird. It's weird. It's like I was really good at football in high school. That's what it's like, if that makes sense. Like,
so
how?
Like, I did. I was like really good at something. There was like a prime of my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm past that prime. That's what it feels like. Almost.
So you're saying you peaked?
All downhill since Vine.
Yes. Yes, that is what I'm saying.
How did that feel when Vine died? Was that like upsetting?
It was weird. I had kind of like, I wasn't on it as much at that time. Just, I don't even know why. I think I just got, just my life changed like really dramatically. And so I just wasn't using it as much. It was like, oh, whoa. All of this work that I did feels like nothing now because it's just going to be gone. But I don't know. It ran its course. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it kind of needed to be like a punctuation. It needed to end.
And now it's TikTok, kind of.
And now it's TikTok, which
yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about it. How do you guys feel about TikTok? People have opinions.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's
like you have one.
I think it's good. I think it's awesome. I think, though, that it's just, like, way better. It's just a way better way. I think it will eventually become, like, the main thing.
Not the...
Whoa.
I don't know, man.
The main thing?
It's growing at such a rapid rate. Like, and people are picking up information, like, news. Like, people get their information. You know, it's just, like, as Facebook was at the time, like, when it was really starting to grow, like, in a crazy, crazy way.
Thank you so much, Everly Well, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Even if your sex life is an open book, STD testing can feel invasive to your privacy. But taking care of your sexual health is important to not only you, but your partners. So thankfully, there's Everly Well at-home lab tests.
Yeah, Everly Well makes STD testing easy and discreet for you. With 7 different at-home STD lab tests, you can check for the most common STDs from the privacy of your own home. And the process is super simple. The Everly Well at-home collection kit is shipped discreetly in an undisclosed box right to your door and comes with easy-to-follow instructions so you can collect your sample from home on your own time. Once you send your sample back, it is processed in a certified lab, and your results are reviewed by a board-certified physician. Then they are sent directly to you digitally within just a few days, and you can even share them with your healthcare provider and your partners. So the Everly Well digital platform helps break down exactly what your results mean to you. If your results are abnormal, a board-certified physician in your state may contact you at no additional cost to discuss your case and may prescribe medications if applicable. And now Everly Well has a brand new sexual health membership called Current that allows you to select one STI test of your choice per month with additional benefits, all for just $14.99 a month, which... I mean, that's a deal and a half.
Yeah. So pull the sheets off your sexual health with Everly Well. No questions asked, just clear answers. For 20% off an Everly Well at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/dating and enter code dating. That's everlywell.com/dating, code dating for 20% off your test. Everly Well, at-home lab tests, your answers, your way.
So I feel like at your age, I feel old saying that, even though I'm also young, but you're pee-wee little.
How old are you?
I'm 23 and Amy is 6. And
what?
Oh, I just heard
that's what
you are 6.
That's what he said.
I didn't want to put you on blast.
Oh, okay. I'm 46.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. double the age of Jack.
26.
But you know, you're young, and I feel like
wait, how 20. Old are you, Christian?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's only 6 years. I'm very young. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
so young.
I feel like a relationship over a year long at your age is pretty long, and I don't know, you're probably looking at us singletons being like, wow, yeah, these dummies.
Tale.
So
what
advice would you give someone for maintaining a long-term relationship?
Oh, this is so stupid, but genuinely, this is the way to do it. It's just, if you, everything you feel, like if anything at all, there's any it doesn't matter. Just like however, like internally, what you're thinking and how you feel, just express that to the other person.
I was under the impression that every song was either like a love song or a song about heartbreak.
That's true to an extent. It just depends. Like as far as like people go, though, like you can write love songs that aren't about people, you know?
True. Oh. Yes. Orion. We had on Orion. And she was talking about how in her poetry book, it was like all about love, but like loving more than the human.
People. Yeah. That's awesome. She's awesome. That book is awesome. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah. Photos for her, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. Well, also one last thing about your music. Yeah. Drew told me I had to ask this, and I want to ask this. I've heard you had a run-in with BTS.
Oh, I did, yeah.
I would like to know.
I literally don't know what happened. Like, I was, like, added to a playlist, and then one day one of them did a live stream, and they had played my song on the live stream.
Okay, very cool.
And they had like, and they had like a million people. Imagine that. Imagine doing a live stream and you have a million people watching. That is the scariest thing I've ever heard.
yeah, terrible.
But they had like a million people watching and I came in for like 5 seconds and I was like, oh, no, I have to leave. And then I left. And then my Twitter was just full of people being like, hey, this just happened. Wait, so
you were on their live stream?
No, that's my song was, right. But I had like tuned in while it was happening.
Okay,
because people.
And then you got stage fright.
And then I got stage fright, and I had to go.
Cool. So, Christian Leave, it has been a pleasure. Where can our listeners find you and tell us the projects coming up that they should stream?
You can find me. Whoa, wait. Anyways, you can find me on Instagram at THRISTI2N. You can find me on Spotify under the name Christian Leave. You can do that for sure. What did you say else?
What?
Something just came out November 20th?
November 20th, Bedache, my new single. It's like delayed in my ears. Wait. Oh. Okay. Anyways.
Okay. Okay. Make sure to follow Christian on all the things. Thanks for listening. I'm Amy Oddman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight, and that's Christian Leave.
See you next Tuesday.
Thank you. All right. Don't need that. We could be a broken heart.